Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
We spent a goodly amount of time talking about Farmville over the last couple of weeks, which to me, I mean, it seems like the most ridiculous waste of time ever. And if you have any kind of life or kids or anything like that, I don't know how you have the time to pull the weed and harvest the crops and all that stuff, right?
But water people are into plants or whatever
people
it is you do.
People spend hours on this website.
So for weeks we've been talking about it here, and we made the suggestion. I made the suggestion this morning. Look, all of us are coming from a place of ignorance. None of us have played this Farmville, and here we are ripping on it, but we have no real life experience with it. So we volunteered Melissa Carter, who's sick. She's at home anyway. She's not doing anything.
She's laying on the couch recovering. She hasn't been feeling well, but we figure she can make a couple double clicks and feed some crops.
Yeah. So
or whatever. Animals. I don't know what you do.
So somebody called, a Bert Show listener called us up and said, it's too late, you guys. Melissa's on Farmville. And we said, we don't think so. I mean, we've talked about it with Melissa in here. She's never said anything about it. And then we thought maybe she was out the day we were talking about Farmville. Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, she's here.
Josh found this. This is when Melissa's voice just started to go, so it doesn't sound like Melissa Carter, but this is Melissa confirming she knows nothing about Farmville.
Nuh-uh. There's got to be something addictive about it.
Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's not my grandma. That's Melissa.
That's Melissa.
Oh, no. Melissa Carter saying she knows nothing about Farmville.
And this is last week.
1-5, January 5th is when that audio came from.
And said that they have played in the last couple of weeks. So it could have been just after that conversation, maybe she went on to explore it. So, or maybe she's been a Farmville addict and she didn't want to admit it.
So she's got no problem coming on the radio and telling all of Atlanta she's gay. But telling them that she's playing Farmville, she'll nothing to do with that.
No. She can't do that.
Rashma. I just looked on there and I didn't see her in the Farmville Friends, which is why I'm confused.
What you got, Brandon? Come on over here.
Oh, Lord.
Your intern, Brandon.
I have Melissa Carter playing Farmville on January 5th at 6:09 p.m.
Carter!
Wait a second. But the audio was from that morning.
It was from the 5th, so does that mean she signed up that afternoon, maybe?
Yeah, it would have been that afternoon.
No, because what it says is that Melissa is moving up on Farmville.
Oh.
So Melissa attained the level of kinder farmer, so she signed up recently.
Melissa's in the Farmville closet.
She's in the Farmville closet.
Come put your headphones on, dude. We got audio of her saying she knows nothing about it when she's playing Farmville, man.
Now, wait a minute. What's the timing, though? How long ago did she say she knows nothing about it?
Well, this audio is from January 5th. It doesn't sound like Melissa, but it is.
There's got to be something addictive about it.
Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's not my grandma. That's Melissa.
poor Melissa.
Melissa's lost her voice. Okay, so that's January 5th.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And then Brandon has her moving up on Farmville. He found it online at 6:09 p.m. that same day.
Moving up.
But unless she said, can you move up in the same day that you sign on? So if she signed on, like, let's say at 11 o'clock, could she have moved up a level and clicked her mouse or pulled her weed or whatever and like
harvest
later that
crops.
Night?
Yeah. I don't think she was clicking her mouse during this. She sounded sick.
Potentially, but I have this is all through her Facebook. People giving her Farmville cash gifts dating back to December 21st.
What? Now, does that mean that you're part of Farmville if you're getting gifts?
Well, you have to accept the gifts, so I don't know. I don't play Farmville. I signed
right,
up.
You know we need
it. Sure. Talking about it.
No, because you can get gifts. Like, you know how some people invite you to things? It's one of those things where it's an app, so people will send you a gift. So that's like an invitation. So technically, she could have not been on it.
Oh.
But the December 5th could have been the day she signed up. That's a possibility, because like the very minute like you start signing up, every time you get like a ribbon, they'll award you.
So you can move up on the first day you sign up.
Yeah, probably if she was playing enough.
Now, is
if
there
she was
some,
playing a lot that
if
day,
she was playing, which
but didn't
a lot
she? She cut out early that day though, right? Because I mean, her voice. Because that was.
Yeah.
I wasn't here,
early.
But you guys said that she
did.
Kicked her out of here. She was so.
And
sick.
Was that the last day she was in? Because she came in one more day, right? Or no. After she was out of here, that was the last
day
she's
Monday.
Been in.
Monday.
Hang on. She's
out Wednesday.
She's free and clear.
Why?
She was halfway Tuesday.
She updated her Facebook status after we talked about it in the air, saying she had just started a farm and was going to try it.
Okay.
And then somebody who became her farm neighbor, farm friend, farmer in the Dell, whatever, followed her, and her farm died 3 days later.
Oh, Melissa.
So she got in for
20. Water the crops. Okay.
She got in for 24 hours. Melissa,
that is so funny that you called it Farmville Gate.
Farm thought we had a controversy on our hands, but it looks like we're past it.
Yeah, we're good.
You're welcome back, Melissa.
This is The Burt Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.